us better. He makes us better. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, God makes me better. Say, He makes me better. Say, my body gets healed. My mind gets renewed as I see my reality again from the Word of God. Hallelujah. I'll be seated, everybody. Thank you. Oh, I become better. I become stronger. I become stronger. Don't mind us. Apologies. Choir is not available. They will be available before the year comes to an end. Amen. I tell you the truth. A lot of churches, their choirs, they need to pack. They need to close business and reopen again after a year. Trust me. That is the only thing that can help them. They need to sack them, let them sit down, learn the word. 1 year. No, that is the only way they can reset. Amen. Of course, we are doing well there. We just need to put some structures in place. Okay, it makes me better, part four. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's see how we can make this quick. This should be... This looks faster than the first sermon. So, thank you, Lord Jesus. So, why not I implore you all, why not take advantage of this association and step up your commitment and be all out for God? Why not take advantage? Why do you want to do it 50-50? Why? Since you have made up your mind to be here, since you have made up your mind to be blessed of God, why not give it your all? Excellence in anything in life comes to those who give in their all. See the people in the music industry. See the people in the fashion industry. There's nobody that just tries to just do small that they get there. No, there is success responds to people that gives their all. Their all. So since we know we have a career in God, let's pursue it well. Amen? Let's pursue it well. Players of the world, you have already said no. So what is stopping you from going all out for the faith? You're not enjoying the world, you're not enjoying faith. Which is your own? Treasures of faith, you're not maximizing. No, that's not you. Praise God. Say, I'm all out for the gospel. For instance, this weekend again, that will be going to happen. And that's fresh prayers. Amen. Yesterday, I think we prayed a total of, how many hours is it? Close to 12, almost 12 hours in total. We just came and just prayed. Amen. And we taught the word for another 3 hours. Then we rested. We prayed again. Amen. And as I was going, it surprised me that there was another church that is in that corner over there, not Dunamis, the one before Dunamis. When we are coming, we met them. When we are leaving, we saw them again. So if people can be that serious for religion, they went, they came back again. So why not you do it for the right thing? Are you with me? If unless you are not convinced that what you are doing here is right, if you are convinced, then it should be with energy. Your everything of you, all of you should be into it. Praise God. Praise God. All of you should be into it. Your time, your money, your attention. Praise God. See that 1 Corinthians 15:33? At least I want you to be crazy for one thing in your life. And please, let it be the gospel. 1 Corinthians 15:33 says, be not deceived. Evil communication corrupts good manners. Awake to righteousness and sin not. Why? For some afterwards, not the knowledge of God. Hope you can see that. Say, for some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. So what is their sin? They were entertaining a false message. Go back to verse 12. 1 Corinthians 15. Come on. That's not my sermon. See verse 12. Now, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, I'll say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead. So you don't entertain things, anything that we know will water down your zeal, water down your focus. He said evil communication corrupts good manners. Amen. Lots going around these days. See Philippians 3 verse 17. Philippians 3:17. I wrote there down here. I said it takes a man with slavery mindset to still submit to in places, submit himself in places where they bait him, where they use where you'll be used as slaves now, spiritually right now. I mean figuratively. See Philippians 3 verse 17. You understand what I'm saying very soon? Brethren, be followers together of me and mark them which walk so as you and mark them which walk so as you have us for example. 18. For many walk of whom I have told you often, and now I tell you, even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. I have told you, you can use the name of Jesus to fight Jesus. See verse 19. Whose end is their destruction, whose God is their belly, whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. They mind earthly things. I tell you the truth, every preaching that places the hope of the believer on earthly things, on things, when you serve God very well, he gives you a normal Jeep, you serve God very well, he will give you, you drive the best car, is injurious to your faith. Because see the next verse, see verse 20, what's there? What's in verse 20? For our conversation is where? Is it me that wrote it? Is there? Say our consolation, our conversation is in heaven. Material things cannot be the reward, can never be the reward of a good service. No, it's not. From whence we also look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus, who shall change our bare body, that he may be fashioned like unto his own glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able to subdue all things to himself. So go to Revelation chapter 3, verse 19. So this, I call it, it makes me better part 4. God makes us better. God makes us better. Amen. You know, we have done salvation 1 to 20 in this place. We're going to start again. We're going to pick verse. Then we are done with Genesis. I'm going to pick salvation again. We'll take it to 30. But of course, we can also look at the believer's conduct. Amen? So all this makes us better. It will reflect. Amen? It will reflect. You will not be a cantankerous believer that you say, okay, you know signs and wonders, but you are not perfect in your conduct. No. The believer is awesome all the way. Revelation 3:19, as many as I love, love there is filio, as I cherish, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Chasten, that is padio, that means I nurture up, like child education. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Imagine, he said, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. So chasten there, that is a Greek word, P-A-I-D-E-U-O. That's the verb of chastisement. Chastisement should be padia. This one is padio. P-A-I-D-E-U-O. It means to nurture up. Child education. It's education. Education. Father and son relationship. Parental education. It's a verb. Also, to repent will mean for you to have a change of heart. God is not expecting you. I'm not expecting you to leave here now and say, I want to write 10 things I'll be doing every day or 5 things to do to become better. No, it's just to have a change of heart. Change of heart. He said, learn of me, for I'm low and for I'm meek and lowly in heart. He said, let this mind be in you, as it's also where in Christ. So the change that God wants is where in the heart. Right believing will cause right living. Amen. When you believe right, what will happen? You will live right. You will live accordingly. Amen? So, see that. Go back to Hebrews 12, verse 5. Hebrews 12, verse 5. And you have forgotten the word exhortation. What? Which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. Amen? 12, verse 5. Are you there? I've read it before. You are even there. Say, my son, exhortation we speak unto you as unto children. Children, there is Oyos, U-I-H-O-S, people who has an inheritance with the Father. Are you with me? Despise not. Say despise not. Say despise not. Because I want to be shouting on you today. I want to push cool. Come on. Say despise not.
Despise
not. So, now let's see where the word chastening is used in the Bible. You see what it meant. So I want it to sink into you that God does not correct you with evil. That is just ultimate. That is just his priority in this teaching. You are not a Muslim. Sorry to say that. They are not see accidents on the highway and say, Allahu Akbar, that wow, God is great. That is not you. You don't see something, because I tell you, as long as you are looking at yourself, there may always be something, an area that you think you are still working upon, that you are still falling short a bit, or okay, something as small as maybe you are asleep, you are praying, you are even praying, and you doze up, say, because of that dozing, I doze into prayer. That's why God sent that calamity my way. So there will always be a room for doubt if you allow doubt. You can't be that perfect that you think that you dot all the I's, cross all the T's, that there will be nothing to for you to condemn yourself. If you find condemnation in yourself, you will see it. So you must stop finding it. Amen? Rather, have a change of mind. So, God does not correct us with actions, with things, with barrenness, with... No, it's with words. See Acts 7. 22. See where the same word shasting is used in the Bible? Acts 7:22. And Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians. He was learned. That's the same word shasting. Imagine. He's learning. Teaching. So the people that we act too much is people that they don't submit themselves to teaching. I do say something before I get married. I say I can marry anybody. I say the only thing I cannot marry is the person that I cannot learn. I cannot change. You don't need anything to come to God. Just come. And when you come, what did he say? As the Holy Ghost here today, when you hear his voice, add it not to your heart. That means come. That means you can be in church and yes, you didn't come. Hope you know. Eh? You can be in church, yes, you didn't come. Come and just submit yourself for learning. The learning will make you better. It will cause a change of mind. See Acts 22, verse 3. Verily, a man, which am a Jew, born in Tarsus, a city of Sicilia, brought up in this city, and at the feet of Gamaliel, and taught, according to the perfect manner of the law. That taught there, that is the same Greek word. You are being taught. That's the same Greek word, padel, for shasting. Are you with me? Hope you understand why I'm taking you through these words. So you can see how it does not mean, you know, shasting in your secondary school is the what? Pankere and what? Pa, pa, pa. That's not what God does to you. He nurtures you up by what? Learning. 2 Timothy 2:25. Sorry, I know I'm fast. Try and help me. 2 Timothy 2:25. In meekness, instructing those who oppose themselves. That is the same Greek word there. Instructing. So we're going to bring everything together. Lastly, Titus 2:12. Teaching us. That is the grace of God and appeared unto all men. Teaching us. That is the same Greek word there. Shasting. Teaching us. So in your notes, write meaning of shasting, write teaching. Right instruction, right learning. That's how God makes you better. Teaching, instruction, and learning. That's how God corrects you. Teaching, instruction, and learning. Yeah, I told you in that book of Hebrews, chapter 12, how did he teach them? How did he instruct them? How did he cause them to learn? That was chapter 1 to chapter 11. In fact, even to chapter 13, everything is teaching. This is how you make believers better. We don't give believers code of conduct. We don't give believers 615 laws of Moses to keep. Please, no. Even the Ten Commandments, we don't read it for you like it's something you read every day and be observing. No, we simply teach you that is your nation. Amen? Praise God. We teach you that is your nation. This is your nation. This is who you are. Oh, glory to God. Glory. Hallelujah. Say hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Okay. So also, see that word repentance. Repentance. Acts 5. Of course, that is metanoia. It means a change of heart. Repentance does not mean change of behavior. It's a change of thinking. Change of thinking. Repentance, I love the Yoruba word, it means change the way you think. You don't think on yourself, you think on your reality. Let this man be in you as he is also in Christ. That's repentance. Amen. So when you are being corrected, the response is repentance. What is repentance? You just change your thinking. You change the way you see yourself. Like today now, what do I expect? I don't expect you to go and say you want to go and start keeping something. Just see yourself as a man that forgives. See yourself as a man that is lovely. See yourself as a man that you are nice to people. See yourself as a man that is not cantankerous. You are not fault-finding. You are not just unnecessarily gossiping. You are not just see yourself as that way. See yourself that way. Amen. Praise God. So, Acts chapter 5, verse 31. See the way repentance is used in the Bible. Let me just show you like 5 or 6. Then we proceed. I will be fast, please. Shelly Coco, open your Bible too. Acts 5:31. Aim at God. Acts 5:31. Do your best to open these scriptures, please. They will make you better. You have to see it. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. No, I will pray for some of you today. Man, your mind is stable on the word. You are not distracted. You are focused solely on your stogava. Your feet are firm. Yeah? Your feet are firm. You are not weary. You're not getting weary in your conviction, your Christian commitment. Your feet are firm. Some of you are here, you are forgotten some of your disciples, people you nurtured before. You left them. And you manufactured a genuine excuse, and there are genuine excuses why you should leave them. And yes, you did. But that is against the will of God. Huh? It's not. God is not happy with that. You don't find enough excuse for you not to bring somebody to maturity. So go back to them. Go back to them. Yes, you have people that they have given you enough reasons for you to say no, not to check up on them again. You go and look for them. Amen? Don't forget God's word to people. God's word to even to the man that is rebellious is to appeal. You don't get tired. It's your nature to appeal to men, to bring them up gently, one at a time. You not necessarily have to give them everything at once. Be patient with people. Be gentle with them. Be gentle, but always be there. Always be there, bringing instruction, bringing correction. Don't forget your duty post. Stand on your watch. Stand on the tower. Always be on the assignment. Get patient with people. Are you with me? Get patient with people. Don't worry. The word works. I told you last time. I said the word works even if it looks like it's not working. The word is working. The word always works. Amen? Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Manora kavosta gavaneiketi lagozadade ranosta gatila. Invest more time into teaching doctrine. Don't just greet a believer casually. Don't just go there and just say, Jesus came to check on you. No, invest time in doctrine. Oh, no, don't leave your duty post. Don't leave it. Amen. Okay. Oh, yeah, man. So I say, Acts chapter 5:21. Him at God exalt, cannot start. Fatable, cathedral, and they'll say, oh, Makabana, Manakosiva, the Antico, Zambati, Rasta, Vanta, Makavati. Oh, Paul, in the place of ministry is where you actually discover more about you. You discover potentials in you. You discover that you can do this. You discover what you can do in the place of ministry. Yeah, it's in the place of ministry that you actually discover, wow, so all this while I could have healed this man. It's in the place of ministry. That's when you discover things in you. In fact, that's when you will discover your teaching. You say, I don't even know if you can teach. You will never know if you can teach until you try to teach. You will never know. You will never know you can heal the sick until you put your hand on that man. You will never know. It's in the place of ministry that you discover these things. You can't just be all in your shield, which one is that? In your whatever you call it, cocoon. You can't be there and you expect yourself to be advanced. Your career is in what? Is in the growth of men, right? You remember? Your career in God is in how you see men progress. So, hey, look for them. That's ministry. Ministry starts when you look for people. It's when you meet people. In this place, primarily, is the pastor that is doing ministry. You are here to learn ministry. So you go out and what you do? You do ministry. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, for Sana, Christ, take a video, Katola, Kaza. So much will be done. So much will be done for the Lord if we take up this individually. If we take up this individually and collectively, so much will be done. So much will be done. The church is to equip you for the work of the ministry. The ministry is out there, brethren. It's out there. It's out there. Don't get tired. Don't convince yourself that I cannot. Don't convince yourself. That is unbelief. That is running away from me. That's valid. I'm not saying the excuses are not genuine. They are genuine, but you doubt the genuity of the genuine excuses for the sake of the greater cause. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In ministry, you discover everything. You discover everything. The word works. Just get there. The word works. Simple. Oh, amen. Acts chapter 5, verse 31. Him that God exalted with his right hand to be the prince and savior for to give repentance to Israel and what? The forgiveness of sins. That would mean he's not saying repentance and changing ways. It's repentance. The repentance is for them to know that sins are now forgiven. The repentance is for them to know that God wants to forgive you. Is to know. It's not change of ways. It's change of thinking. Repentance towards the forgiveness of sin. Repentance towards the work of the blood of Jesus. Before they have been offering the blood of bulls and goats. And say those things, they can't take away sin. The repentance should be towards forgiveness of sin. Seeing yourself as these sins you are trying to undo is now remitted. It's now exiled. It's now taken away. Amen. Say repentance. It's a change of mind, not conduct. See Acts 11 verse 18. You see a man in addiction, you don't bother, don't tell him, don't put a yoke on him, don't tell him that if you don't do this, don't give him rules, no. Acts 11, 18, when they heard these things, they heard their peace and glorified God, saying, then as God also to the Gentiles granted what? Repentance unto life. And you see, that cannot be change of ways, change of conduct into life. Repentance unto life. See Acts 19 verse 4. I think this one explains it better. The next two ones explain it better. Acts 19 verse 4, that's repentance. You know the word repentance, it does not mean weeping. Repentance in the Old Testament, see, repentance is actually relative to dispensation. In the Old Testament, repentance will be you weep, you mourn, you lament, have you? Pour sackcloth on yourself. That is relevant to that dispensation. And even don't forget, even in that same dispensation, people actually partook of what we are enjoying today. So you don't do like you are not people of Assyria. You are not Jonah. Please, Acts 19 verse 4. What God wants you to do is to trust Him to change you. He will make you better. Acts 19 verse 4. The only man that God cannot make better is the man that will not come. The one that will not come for learning. The one that will not come for instruction. Acts 19 verse 4. Let's read together. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should what? Believe on him that should come. So what is repentance? They should believe. Can you see that? That is the repentance, that they should believe on him that is to come. That is on Christ Jesus. Acts 20, 21. Acts 20:21, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks. What is that? Repentance towards God, that is faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ. Do you understand that? The repentance towards God, and it's not always a conjunction, at times it's an explanation, which is faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Timothy 2:25. That's repentance. Change your ways. Even in doctrinal matter, you just change your thinking. Not change your ways. Change your thinking. Change the way you see yourself. Let the mind of Christ be in you. Just allow God. That's repentance. Repentance is just to allow God. Simple. It's to allow God. Don't fight Him. Don't say no to Him. It's to allow God. 2 Timothy chapter what? 2:25, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure, we what? Give them repentance to the acknowledging, epignosis, to recognize the truth. To the acknowledging, to recognize the truth. Repentance to see the truth. Hallelujah. So, when God corrects us, what is the expected response? Repentance. He does not condemn us. He does not upbraid us. He does not find fault in us. Rather, he makes us better. Now, a common picture that is used to scare saints are those letters to the seven churches in Revelations. Revelation. The book of Revelation of Jesus Christ, not Revelations. Are you with me? So, let us see that and we'll be done today. Revelation chapter 2. Check the letter. So, the seven churches, read everything. You know me? I don't do go home and read the rest. I don't do key points. Do key points help? Read together. What is it was that? I read almost the whole of 2 Kings. Okay, is it another Genesis or God's word and God's word? Remember that day when I saw what I was saying? God, let me simplify this thing. I beg you, let's come and read it. Read everything. Yeah, Joash, Joab, Joab, we read it. There's no go and read that one. This one too, we read it. Are you ready? Revelation chapter 2, verse 1. Okay, so I'll be explaining. So just focus as we'll be reading, I'll be explaining. Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus, write this thing, saith he, that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience, and that thou canst, and how thou cannot bear with them which are evil, but thou hast tried them which say they are apostles, and they are not, and you have found them liars. Verse 3, and hast borne, and hast patience for my name's sake, and hast labored, and have not fainted. Verse 4, nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee. Now, against is not a verb in that place. Against is Greek word kata, is a preposition. Do you know between a verb and a preposition? A verb would be a doing word, right? Against you, if against there is a verb, that means I have something against you. But if it's a preposition, I have somewhat, actually, that word actually means from. It means I have something from you, according to you. I have something towards you. So it's not trying to say, me, I am at variance with you, or I am fighting you. Because today, now if I tell you that I have something against you, that means me and you, we are not at par. Are you with me? But I have something from you. You can just, anytime I say Greek, you can check it yourself. You see what I'm saying? Greek is not a way to twist the Bible. It's not a way to just twist the interpretation to what suits us. No, it's there. Are you with me? We have two words used for as against the Bible. We have kata, we have matter. Go and check the two. Matter is the one that looks like it's opposing you, but kata is just saying, I have something according to you. I have observed something about you. Are you with me? So I have somewhat against you because thou hast left thy first love. First love, Greek word protos, agape, protos, agapao. That is first love. That means you have left my love for you. Remember 1 John? Be fast. 1 John chapter 4, verse 19. I will be fast. Trust me. 1 John 4, 19. Since I'm here, I've done my homework well. So I'll be fast. Can be very fast. 1 John chapter 4, verse 19. When you are there, let me know. Wait for your neighbor. Are you there now? I want everybody to read this. 1 John chapter 4, verse 19. Once you go, we love him because he first loved us. Amen. We love him because he first loved us. Do you remember when I analyzed Romans chapter 8 for you? When we said that and all things work together for good to them that he said to them that love God. I said, I will now ask you, is it to them that love God or to them that God loves? I said, okay, let's now see the context. Now say, whom he foreknew, he predestinated to be conformed to the image of his son, and might be the first one among many brethren, whom he predestinated, then he also called, right? Whom he called, then he justified. Whom he justified, then he glorified. What shall we say then to this day? If God be for us, who shall be against us? He who spared not his own son, but delivered him more freely for us, how shall he not with him freely give us all things? Who shall lay hands to charge of God's elect? It is God that was justified. Who is it that condemned? It is Christ that was died. He rather is what? Risen again. Who also sat down in the right hand of God? Who also maketh what? Intercession for us. So is it love? Is it your love for God? Or, All God's love for you. Are you with me? Praise God. And I say, who shall separate us from the love of God? Shall tribulation, shall distress, shall persecution, shall famine? For it's written, we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Yeah, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor. Are you with me? So, it cannot be all things working together for good for them that love God. Which love do you have for God? Why we are yet sinners, Christ loved us. He died for us. For hope maketh not ashamed. For the love of God is shed abroad in our heart through the Holy Ghost that is given unto us. For while we are yet sinners, for when we are yet without strength, in due time Christ died for ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some will even dare to die. But God commended his love towards us in that while we are yet sinners, Christ died for us. John 15:13, greater love hath no man than this, that a man should lay down his life for. So, do you have any love for God? Amen. So, we love him because he loved us. So, we pick love from his love for us. Amen. So, what do you think is happening to this church here? They are slipping into legalism. So, when he said you have left your first love, they are slipping into, they are saying, brethren, we must love God. We must serve God. Brethren, you must work out your salvation. So, they were slipping into such stuff like that. So that is why this instruction came to them. Are you with me, brethren? Thank you. So, chapter 2, go back to Revelation chapter 2, verse 5. Remember, therefore, from whence thou hast fallen, and repent. Change your thinking. And do the first works. Can you see? I mean, appreciate my love for you. Or else, now I will come quickly, and I will remove thy candlestick. That's the pastor, anyway. And out of his place where, except thou repent. Verse 6. But this thou hast that thou hatest the what? Deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to what? Eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Sorry. To him that overcometh what? Think. Is it to him that overcomes the things he is saying? Just see that as a rhetorical question. I will answer, of course. Chapter 2, verse 8. And unto the angel of the church in Sim, spell that thing for me. Pronounce. Smyrna. Thank you. Write these things. Said the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. Wow. That's serious. Sela, okay, let's not explain it. Lest you think I'm pushing a poverty sermon. See, but that's serious. I didn't see that bracket all this way. See, but you are rich. Yeah. We see the last church very soon. There's a church that is coming. We see that one soon. Those ones, they are wealthy. You see. Okay. And I know, that is why, let me not deviate. I know the blasphemy of them that say they are Jewish and are not the synagogue of Satan. 10. Fear none of these things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison. So, talking about tribulation, and shall be tried, and you shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that what again? Overcometh shall not be out of it. Okay, now at least the first church, we know that they did some things that are wrong. This church, what are they doing that is wrong? Check it. Is there anything? Is there any negative towards them? Huh? Any negative? Is there any negative comment about them? No. Yet, is he say him that overcomes? So, who is in that overcomes? Okay, Revelation chapter 2, go back to now verse 12. And to the angel of the church of Pergamos, this thing said he that has a sharp sword with two edges. I know that I walked. Don't forget, this revelation is proverbial, figurative, allegory. It's not a clear sentence. They are not clear sentences. They are not clear speeches. So don't just pick things and you are looking for a two sharp sword. They are all figures of speech. Amen. Okay. So I know thy works and where thou dwellest, where Satan sits is magic. Where is Satan sit? Some people will read this and say, wow, there's a throne of Satan somewhere. Amen. It's figurative. Come on. And thou hast hold my name and has not denied my faith. even in those days wherein Antipas, my faithful martyr, was slain among you, where Satan dwelleth. Imagine, 14. But I have, what do you think to mean there, where Satan dwelleth? That means where there is persecution against the faith. Are you with me? See, next verse 14. But I have few things against thee from you, some things about you, which I have to tell you, because thou hast there them that hold the words. Doctrine. Say doctrine. Of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols and to commit fornication. So as thou also them that hold the words, doctrine of Nicolaitans, which thing I ate. These are doctrine, not literal things. What is the doctrine of Balaam? Huh? Sow seed. False teaching. Deception. Sowing money to get things. Have you forgotten Balaam and Balak? Balaam received a bribe from Balak. Help him to curse these people. And because of money, that one went ahead and do a wrong thing. Because of money. So he said, this doctrine is in your midst. People are doing the wrong thing because of money. And so, see verse 16. Repent, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and I will fight against them, not you, against them with the sword of my mouth. Wow. Sword of my mouth. What is that again? You see correction. So, 17. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches, to him that overcometh. So it's like everybody must overcome in all the churches. Let's see. Will I give to eat of the tree, eating manna, and I will give him a white stone, and in this white stone a name written, which no man knoweth, except to Jude serve he that receiveth it. So you see the question, who is he that overcometh? Chapter 2, verse 18, next church, and unto the angel of the church in Thyatira. Thank you. This thing said the Son of God, who has his eyes like unto the flame of fire, and has his feet like fine brass. I know. Can you see that he is described the same Son of Man using different description? And to him that overcometh, he's using different description. Are you with me? The beginning and the ending, they are the same, but different description of the same person. Different description of overcomer, different description of the same Jesus, then different description of the same overcomer. Just focus. I know thy works and thy charity and thy service and faith and thy patience and thy works, and the last to be more than the first. Notwithstanding, I have few things against thee, because thou suffered that woman Jezebel, which called herself a prophetess, to teach, to seduce my servants, to commit fornication, and to eat things sacrificed to idols. So we will read this and we will bring out several things from their head. Keep reading. And I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. So that means Jezebel is in the church. You know, that was that long ago. Read to the next verse. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and with them that commit fornication with her, into a great tribulation, except they repent. And I will kill their children here with death, and all the church shall know that I am he that searcheth the earth, the reins of the earth, and I will give unto everyone according to his work. What is he talking about? Don't get carried away. Next verse. 1-2 go. But unto you I say, and unto the rest in theater, as many as have not this word doctrine. So those sacrifice, Jezebel, fornication, what is he talking about? Doctrine. It's not a doctrine of everybody can commit fornication. That's not a doctrine. Amen? It's a doctrine of mixture. Uncleanness in doctrine. Now I told you that I said the greatest, the domain of Satan, even in the church, is false doctrine. People are worried why we are so concerned about doctrine. Why is so clear that the rebuke in all the rebuke here is just doctrine. Everything. Doctrine. So, and as not known the depth of Satan as they speak, I will put upon you no other burden. So it's all doctrine. Doctrine of mixing things together. Today you are righteous, tomorrow you have to work to get it. Doctrine, mixture. But 25, but that which you have already owed, hold fast till I come. 26, and he that was again, overcometh, and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give the power over the nations, and he shall rule them with the rod of iron, and with the vessels of potter, and they shall be broken with shivers, even as I receive of my Father. And I will give him the morning star, glory, and he shall, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church. So in every church, there is he that overcometh. Next word, chapter 3, verse 1. And unto the angel of the church, Sardis, they are Sardis. Amen. Write these things, said he that are the what? Seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works. Thou hast a name that thou livest, but you are what? You are dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain for that are ready to die. For I have not found thy works perfect before me. Remember, therefore, how thou hast received an head and hold fast and repent. Can you see that? Imagine if this church like this now, in the next, maybe next year, should not be doing well. Our prayers should not be sprinkle prayers. Let us pray for just an hour. Let us pray. And 1 hour. Are you with me? But Jesus should not become, okay, don't forget to just text your neighbor. It should not become text message. You know what I'm saying? Not become two other type of flimsy things, you know. Say, okay, well, please, when you want to minister to your neighbor, please don't have lay hands like that. Just tap him. Say, you're blessed, brother. You know what I'm saying? All those Kosaic and gospel. See that? So, that would mean these guys is similar to what happened to these guys. You know, they are getting too shy. Say, I know you have a name that you are living, but you are dead. Imagine. Sad. So, verse 3, remember therefore, where thou hast free, when thou hast received an head, and hold fast and repent. And if thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Let me first say, before you finish, all these churches that we are talking about, do you know what actually happened? All of them were wiped off from history. Go and check history. Almost all of them were wiped off. So when he is saying, if you don't repent, I will come and do something to you, God's word and God's action, remember? It's not an active action. What the meaning of I will come and do to you is the consequence of what you are doing. A place like Ephesus is the current day Turkey, predominantly Muslims. Imagine Ephesians, the people according to the working of his mighty power, influence of Christ. A church that we could hardly see, there was no direct rebuke like those Corinthian church. We all say, be strong in the Lord, the power of his might. Yeah, today. So, doctrine is important. And when I actually research into that, do you know what happened? They start having big structures. Go and study church history. You start having big structure, everything is now becoming pattern. And now having, this is singles corner, married corner. That's what they are doing until they are wiped off. They left spirituality. Now start pursuing government, organization. That's why, at times, I think that our services is not always too structured. I'm the structure. Amen. Say that. You must not be too structured more than the Holy Ghost. Amen. I like my pastor. Confess it. Say, I love my pastor. It's a confession. Right? You won't like it. Where are we? So verse 4, thou hast a few names in Sardis, which have not defied their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. So these guys, they don't use to value what they once used to value. They are looking for deeper rev. When they hear redemption realities, they shout for joy. But nowadays, when they just hear it, say, okay, it's just one of those things. Can we just progress to the weightier matters? Like what? Like the kingdom. Some people, and they will be talking about kingdom, like the kingdom is not here. Kingdom. You just pick out a kingdom, and you now God bless our man. He really kingdomizes us. I love him anyway. But if you noticed, when he started preaching those kingdoms, some things just start coming down in his ministry. If you noticed, so the books he was now releasing was now different. Everything was now going. My brother will preach before, talk about Holy Ghost. When the day I heard this man on the Holy Ghost, my God. Things of the Spirit. Yes, he taught it. If you don't know what I'm talking about, ask your neighbor. So verse 5, he that overcometh, so be contented with the same thing. And you now come here and you hear me saying, I won't be deeper than this. What without end? Amen. This is a depth. There's no Hallelujah. And you know, the people that I know here can be deep. You know, depth master. Okay, chapter 2. Where are we? Chapter 3, right? Verse 5. But he that overcometh, wow, again, the same shall be clothed in white raiment. And I will not. Okay, I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angel. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Verse 7, unto the angel of the church of Philadelphia. I love this church. This is right, he that is holy and that is true, and has the keys of David, he speaketh, openeth, and no man shutteth, and no man openeth. I know thy works, and behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast little strength, but thou hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews, and they are not, but they do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before at their feet, and thou shalt know that I love thee. Verse 10, because thou hast kept the word of patience, and I will also keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly, and thou hast hold that fast, which thou hast had, that no man take thy crown. 12 again, him that what? Overcometh. Will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is the new Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God. Have you observed that all this is saying to him that overcometh? There are things we have in Christ. Next church, where are we? Verse what? 13. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says on the church. 14 now. That's our church. Hallelujah. Praise God. Our real church. Our mother church. Our dream church, have we? The church we wish we'd be like. Let's read this together. One, two, go. And unto the angel of the church of Laodicea, write. This is said the Amen, the faithful, true witness, beginning and the end. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. Serious. Hey, man, he's not cold, he's not us. You're not here, you're not there. I want you to choose one. Be cold or hot. Verse 16, want to go? So then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither could not, I will put thee out of my mouth. 17, because thou seest, I am rich, and increased with goods, and have need of nothing. Glass pulpit. Amen. My microphone is best speaker, you know, line array system. The day I heard of microphone, 2.5 million, you understand? You know, it will make the Holy Ghost flow better. Are you praise God? Honey, do you know how much I bought that tie? I bought it when I was coming from Abadi. Yeah? Praise God. You know, this is the same tie that Sayazi couldn't use when he was making discovering electricity. Praise God. Can you see my shoe? It's shining. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm not like some people that are still wearing their wedding shoes up and down. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Don't know God is good. Amen. If you pay your tithe, it's gonna make you better. You see what I'm saying? Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Am I pushing good somewhere? I will say this without apology. Mike Mudok came to Akure. Akure, where I don't know, there is no oil company, there is no business, there is no that big business. This man just came. When people saw suit, say, well, I was come straight for a straight flight with my private jet, and I think maybe you're wrong way. Nigeria is not fit for me to land your private jet. So I had to land it somewhere in South Africa. So I took a smaller jet, and so it dropped me in Lagos. Call it Lagos, right? Okay, Lagos. Okay, and I had to take a shopper from Lagos to. He just bamboozled them with. Okay, I'm from Oklahoma. Yes, I had a short preaching. I brushed there. Yeah, I saw your president last night. Actually, he's doing good. He's doing good. I had to help him with how the nature can move further. So if you want to, if you want this grace on my life, so that's all. He just told them the story of his movement. and you say if you want this grace, so come and see money. Ha ha. Come and see money. Student. Ask Pastor Harry, ask more of the story. Come and see money. Sad. What did God say to such church? Expensive everything.
And that is this issue. That is their boast. That is their catcher.
First time package. You know, we are not like some churches. How will you have the first time? You are trying to get in with the Holy Ghost. No, first time, you take them to, make them comfortable, take them to give them some salad after service, take them to the pastor's office, take care of them, drop them at home, ask them, what is the relationship status? Are you engaged? You have some, lovely brothers, lovely sisters, amen, praise God. If you want this, don't worry, the bride is not serious. No, I can give it, you can give it. Amen. Are you in need of some six packs? No, we have X packs, six packs. Just tell us, what do you want? Just like Pastor Minka said, he went to a church in US. So when he goes to the church there, and he say he saw in one corner they are playing bowling, bowling. They are playing bowling. In another corner they are doing, they are doing games. They are playing arcade in one section. They are doing, swimming, everything. Ask them. So, why are you doing all this? Say no. At times, the man, the sinner does not really want to come to God. Say, but when he comes, because he's playing football, doing this, doing that. Say, and maybe in the middle of the way, we're just shipping Jesus to him. Shipping Jesus. So gradually, he was able to, he'll come along. Pastor now say, what if when he's playing the football, he dies there? he said, you will be saying this ministry is after A.A. Allen. Say, does A.A. Allen, does he need all this? You don't have miracle, no demo, no spirit. Praise God. How can your boast be in my church? We have the largest auditorium in. I said this before too. God has forgiven me. Amen. Our church has the currently largest auditorium in Africa. Can you see that God is good?
Let's read what Jesus says. Slowly, with humility. Verse 17. But thou seest I am rich and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked.
This is Jesus. I didn't write it. Maybe I think we have to up this essay so that we won't be like this church. I can't sell thee. Come and buy of me gold. That's doctrine. Tried we in the fire. That's right. Doctrine is gold. It's something more than gold. It's something more than nice and fizzy. You understand what I'm saying? It's nothing more than, and if I give that brother the microphone right now, you start hearing slangs in the phonetics. The Greek word, oligos, agios Newman. The man God is preaching, but what you are doing is you are just falling in love with me. Wow. Just come into my life, man. Hallelujah. When phonetic is too much. Praise God. So you say, don't mind that one. He's speaking Yoruba English. That's Amen.
Tread with fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thy eyes with eye slaves, so you can see, because you are blind.
That is a very materialistic church. 19, and as many as I what now? I love, I rebuke, and chasten. Be zealous therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door, and knock. If any man hear my voice, and open the door, I will come in unto him and sup with him and eat with me. He's talking about repentance. Don't use that one for salvation. That is repentance. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even so as I overcome and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the church. So one thing that is common to all these churches is he that what? Overcometh. Greek word nikao. Write it down. The whole of, please don't forget, the whole of he that overcometh. Not just overcome it, The whole of E that overcometh is a Greek word, Nikao, N-I-K-A-O. It simply means somebody, it means prevail, victory, victory, and to conquer. Please, we have to see where this word is being used. Are you ready? Nikao, it means to conquer, to prevail. Luke chapter 11, verse 22. So, don't forget what I said. It is the whole of E that overcomes. So, let's see the proper way that word should have been used. So, let's see the overcoming. Is it done or is to come? Or is it either overcame or either we overcome? How should we have how should that be properly rendered? Nikao, N-I-K-A-O. Luke 11, 22. And when a stronger than he shall come upon him and what? Overcome him. Shall overcome him. See, be fast. I will really be fast. John 16, 33. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world thou shalt have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome. The whole of have overcome is that same Greek word. Have overcome. I have overcome the world. So this is already done. I have overcome. 1 John 2:13. First, see, Revelation said, "He that overcometh," but this one said, "Have overcome." The same Greek word. See, 1 John what? 2:13. I write unto you, fathers, because you have known him. And that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because you have overcome. Not you will overcome. Not if you overcome. You have overcome. Are you with me? The whole of you have overcome is that same Greek word. If you have a Greek, if you have that simple, of course, PC study lab can do it better, but if you have that simple word, it can help you. So, you have overcome. The wicked one. Not that you will overcome, or he that overcome it. Are you with me? And don't forget, it's the same John that wrote 1 John that also wrote what? Compiled the book of Revelation for us. So next, 1 John 2:14, I have written unto you, brothers, because thou hast known him that is from the beginning. And I have written unto you, young men, because thou art strong and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome. Can you see that? It's already done. You have overcome the wicked one. 1 John 4, verse 4, you have got little children and have overcome them. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Are you with me? You have overcome. See 1 John 5, verse 4. Are you there? Okay, we just reached 1 John 5, 4 and 5 together. Who is the man that overcomes? Is it the man that overcomes the doctrine of the Nicolaitans? Is it the man that overcomes all the plenty stuff? Is that the one he's talking about? 1 John now, 4. And 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 and 5. Please help me. We read together. I want to go. For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is a victory that overcometh the world. Even our faith. Verse 5. Want to go. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. Hallelujah. So when you are seeing all those he that overcometh there, is despite their individual flaws, it was he assuring them of their salvation. The E that overcomes should have best rendered like overcomers will I give to eat of the tree of life. Because I think you are still good. You look at all those things, they are all the same. It's not that he will give what he will give to this one, is different from what he will give. Everything is the same benefit of salvation. So both the bad church and the good church, sorry to say, they are all overcomers. Praise God. It's not what they will attain. It's not if they overcome those doctrines. It is who they are. Ooh, glory to God. It is who they are. So yes, although they are overcomers, he now corrects them. So with the correction, he assures them of their victory. The result of that overcoming belongs to everybody. Whether you are okay, that is the finished work of Christ. Say we are overcomers. Say we are born victorious. Hallelujah. So this is how to bring correction to people.
Although you are telling them what they need to improve, but also don't forget, these are the redeemed of the Lord. That is why he will tell 1 Corinthians church, although they have different issues, he will say you are saints, sanctified. Say, but such were you. But you have been sanctified, you have been washed, you have been purified, justified. Praise God. He said, why are you doing this? But you know that you are the temple of God and the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. Amen. He said, don't you know? He didn't say you are once the Spirit of God. God has left you. He didn't say that. He said, don't you know that you are present tense? Not you are. Praise God. Are you with me? Say we are born overcomers. So go back to that revelation again. We just flip to some places. You will see. Let's now bring everything together. Let's read all the overcoming together now. Overcoming alone. Chapter 2, verse 7. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said of the churches. To him that overcometh, will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. The same thing. Chapter 2, verse 11. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said of the churches. He that overcometh shall not be out of the second death. Same thing. Chapter 2, verse 17. To him that overcometh, will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and a new name written on it, which no man knoweth, said he that receiveth it. Same thing. Salvation is who you are in Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven has his name. Chapter 2, verse 26. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nation. It's the same thing. That was the power of the Holy Ghost. That is not kingdom takeover. And he shall rule them with the rod of iron. It's the Holy Ghost. So leave proverb. And verse 28. And I will give him the morning star. Chapter 3, verse 5. 3 verse 5, he that overcometh the same shall be clothed in what? White raiment. And I will not. Say, I will not. So God's word to us is that I will not. That's simple. That God's word to the believer is I will not blot out your name. Simple. To the believer in sin, God's word is what? I will not. Amen, amen. Praise God. It's only in the Old Testament, that is, that should be Exodus 33, Abby, somewhere there, that when Moses is saying, please don't blot out my name, he said, it's the man that sins against me, that is the man that should be blotted out. But in redemption, what is God's word? He will not. So I will not blot out your name from the book of life is another way to just tell you that I save you forever. There's no book like that. There's no leave. I don't know how will some names enter the book of life. I don't understand. You get married, your name gets changed. This one. No, part of our mobile. I don't even know which one you will put there. Praise God. Now give me that be a roll call. Say, well, Tolu. Say, no, my name is Tolu. I pity you. I pity you. Yeah, go. See Ronaldo. How many people will come? How many people will line up? Do you know how many people behind Cristiano Ronaldo? Plenty. Say, no, it's me. Amen, amen. There's no book like that. Amen. It's just a description. That's why it's to describe that irreversible nature of your salvation. He said, I will not blot out your name from the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father. Look at the Bible. Before his angels. So, lastly, John chapter 6. Okay, sorry. Just let's quickly go to John 6. Just to corroborate that evidence. John 6, 37. Say God's word to me is that he will not blot out my name. Say I cannot be blotted out. I cannot be cast out. I am saved now. I am always saved. John 6, 37. All that the Father giveth me shall come unto me, and he that cometh to me, I will what? In no wise what? Cast out. See how we know in no wise. Okay, so if I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me, and this is the Father's will which has sent me, that of all which he had given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again in the last day. First, you want to read for me? And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone that seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise in the last day. Praise God. Back to Revelation chapter 3, verse 12. 3:12, let's finish it up. That is the church of Philadelphia. Oh, Him that overcometh, will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is the New Jerusalem, which cometh down from heaven, and I will write upon him my name. So what I'm saying is that all these things can be interchanged for the churches. It's the same thing. They are not specific to, if you overcome this doctrine, this is what you get. No. So, verse 21. To him that overcometh, will I grant to sit with me, praise God, in my throne. Can you see? Are we not seated in Christ already? Yes. Hallelujah. Are we not seated with Christ already? We are. Yes. Even as also I overcame and I'm set down with my Father in his throne. So, all this belongs to everybody. The overcoming is not the people that overcome all those bastards. Overcoming is a status. Write that down. Overcoming in Christianity is your status. You are called you are called a conqueror. In fact, Romans say you are even more than a conqueror. Praise God. You are born an overcomer. That is our name. Say I'm an overcomer. Say I'm an overcomer. Say I'm done. No more scripture. Say I'm an overcomer. So therefore, I learn the truth of God's word. So therefore, I take correction. See, that's the point. Only overcomers can get corrected. Say, I am born an overcomer. Now, that also should be enough to take depression off you. To get sadness, sickness off you. See, let me say this, truly in the epistles, some people have asked me that, why is it that in the epistles we have very little healing scripture? Even all the Isaiah 53 that we thought it was healing before, well, when we check it, they are, by his stripes we are healed. Yeah, it's not physical sickness, so it's talking about forgiveness. When he was saying, no inhabitant of the land shall say, I am sick. What are you talking about? Salvation. But so you will now be thinking, is it that God does not, the epistle does not talk about our healing? No, that's not the point. But you should be able to understand that if he can take away your sin, sickness is nothing. So you will pick confidence to heal yourself. You will pick that confidence, you will pick the goodness of God in healing from what you have seen in salvation. Don't forget, healing was used to describe salvation. So you are going to pick the victory for your days from that confidence of the victory you have in salvation. If he can forgive my sin, then he can heal my sickness. Hallelujah. Praise God. So none of those churches are going to lose their salvation because of their actions. They are overcomers. Praise God. So, and in that confidence and assurance, we change for the better. They are to change their conduct for the better. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Start praying. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Wrap up your notes. Oh, thank you, Lord. You are an overcomer. That's who God calls you. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Kaliste, Goliste, Govile, Rosa, Vastega, Valiza, Vale, Master Gavila, Rasteke, Pole, Master Gati. Holy Master, my name is Sunto, my name is Tegabanemazo, Master, my name is Shetete. Oh, we are overcomers. We are armed with the victory of Christ. We are armed with it. I will pick victory for our days. I cannot be depressed because I am an overcomer. You can say it that way anyway. It's not wrong. I am an overcomer. I overcome because I have overcome. Because I overcame already. Come on, pray in tongues. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Increase your tempo. I just want to pray for a few people right now. Increase your tempo. Increase your tempo. Yegiza zivade bazivade stevade ganta da da de. Kola stegevide mozavid sevira sete mani zati tate. Kazata masenta mani mosenta mani mozati tate. Zati lemos santa manimos tokatita tita tosta gavita te raza tosta gavila sata bagabila zota tete raza to lagadila maza bali manimos santa mani zate tados raza to dadade You are an overcomer. Please, if you know anyone that has an health issue, you want me to pray for him, or just come out, let me agree with you. Or if it is you, come out. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Saturas take a vile manzavalia zavatados. Rateke tida sofalis take a vile rosavite colastica vetiti. We are born overcomers. We are born overcomers. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The power of God is here blessing us today. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Sati rastake vida mazava stake vida zova stake vida rostake vida mazova den take tida mazonta mastila sata makate rastake pa. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Everybody, let us lift up your hands. Just lift up your hands. Say, I'm a good person. Say, I'm a good person. Say, my body gets better. Say, my body gets better. See, my appreciation of Christianity gets better. My communication of my faith gets better. My ministration of the things of the Spirit gets better. I bring forth much fruit. I bring forth more fruit to the glory of God. I get more better. Now deliberately come on, shout hallelujah. Praise God. Shout.
Hallelujah. We sing like never. We sing like never.